A church community in Greensboro has come together to provide sanctuary protection for a woman who was scheduled for deportation yesterday. Instead of boarding a plane for Guatemala, Juana Luz Tobar Ortega sought the help of religious groups. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonie Dien says for the time being, Tobar Ortega is living at St. Barnabas Episcopal Church in Greensboro.
St. Barnabas Episcopal Church is a small building tucked away off a busy intersection by an attractive lawn and lots of trees. It reminds one of a safe place, a place of refuge, a sanctuary. Reverend Randall Keeney opened the doors of the church for a news conference Tuesday to pray for Juana Luz Tobar Ortega and her family.
As we begin this, I want to invite members of our congregation to open their prayer books. We're Episcopalians, and we don't know how to pray without prayer books.
Ortega and members of her family joined in.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive?
The 45-year-old Ortega has lived in Asheboro for more than half her life, has a steady work history in textiles, and no criminal record.
Soy madre de cuatro hijos.
I am a mother of four children.
Esposa.
And wife.
De Carlos Valenzuela.
Of Carlos Valenzuela.
Quiero dar gracias.
I want to thank.
A los miembros de esta iglesia.
The members of this church.
A los pastores.
The pastors.
Por su apoyo, por su ayuda.
For their support and for their help.
Ortega fled violence in Guatemala in 1993, but returned to care for a critically ill child a few years later. When she re-entered the United States is when her troubles with immigration officials began. Ortega, wearing a black ankle monitor placed on her by ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, kept her emotions in check during most of the news conference. But tears began to fall as Leslie Molina addressed the audience. She's Ortega's oldest daughter, the child who was sick. Molina made a tearful plea to U.S. Senator Tom Tillis.
This is why today we stand by her, to ask Tom Tillis to submit a stay of removal for Juana Luz Tobar Ortega. We ask him to help us bring her family, keep our family here where she belongs.
After the prayers and pleas, several people drove the 13 miles from St. Barnabas to Senator Tillis's district office in High Point. Ortega's family handed an aide a template of a letter they hope Tillis will send to the Department of Homeland Security, asking for a stay of removal. Ortega's husband is already a naturalized U.S. citizen, and so are her two youngest children. Lori Fernald Kamala is the director of the Immigrant Rights Program for the American Friends Service Committee, a Quaker organization.
Thank you so much, Juana. We admire your courage, and we stand with you.
American Friends helped Ortega find sanctuary at St. Barnabas. Kamala says they are optimistic about her case.
Over the last 3 years, the sanctuary movement has had 24 public cases, 8 of which are pending. Juana is the 9th, and 15 have received relief from deportation.
Ortega's sanctuary strategy is believed to be the first in North Carolina. ICE officials would not comment directly on her case. Tillis's office released a statement, though, that said his office had previously made an inquiry on Ortega's behalf, but that the matter is now, quote, out of our jurisdiction. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.